We're speaking with Ken Schatz and Blake Hackler about Shakespeare's Clowns and Fools. Many people say that tragedy is easy and comedy is hard.
I don't know. I would agree with that. Well, it's two things. Playing the fools and the clowns, the rehearsal process, at least for me, is always treacherous. It's always really difficult. And then on the other side of that, then once I find the thing, doing the show night after night is the most joyful experience I've ever had as an actor. It's the most released, most available I've ever felt as an actor. But yes, to me, comedy is very, very difficult. Not the least of which is being unfunny for long periods of time and everyone sort of in the rehearsal room staring at you and waiting. Because everyone, even if they don't say it, has an expectation. You know, when's the funny going to show up? When's the funny going to show up? And you're like, I would like to know that as well. You know,
I don't think that that comedy being hard is only an acting problem. I think that comedy being hard is a human problem. What is essentially the difference between tragedy and comedy?
Time.
No. No, I don't think it is, because every time I ask that question of myself or actors I'm working with or anybody else, some smart aleck always comes up with an example of time not being an effective mover of something to comedy. And I keep trying to get to the bottom of this, and I'm pretty sure that the answer lies in Roadrunner and Coyote cartoons. Do you remember Roadrunner and Coyote?
I think everyone in this room is old enough to remember, admit it or not.
Garrett,
well,
shame on you.
You take these old Chuck Jones cartoons, and it's a great example of the difference between a tragedy and comedy. Coyote is starving to death. He's starving to death. He has one bean or one tin can or one shoe, if anything at all. He's in the desert. He's alone. There's no companionship. The only source of food taunts him. He can never catch it. Everything he tries ends in not just failure, but grievous bodily harm. He gets burned and pulverized and crushed and mangled and twisted. And he's in pain all the time, but he's never allowed to die. If this were a documentary, we would be horrified, you know. So what makes it funny? And I think that the difference is that tragedy is an artistic focus on the depth and detail of the problem. That's tragedy. This is what the problem is. And Lear is tragic at the end. You know, look at what I have done. Right back to Clytemnestra at the Doors, you know. And comedy is a focus on solutions and reactions to the problem. That's what makes the Roadrunner and Coyote cartoons funny. It's the artist, the animator, the actor, if you will, saying, I know that the coyote is starving to death. I know. But for a couple of minutes, we're going to focus on the amazing things that he does in relation to starving to death. And there is a kind of relief, I think, we all feel, at having the luxury of not having to run from the saber-toothed tiger, as it were, but we have just a few minutes where we can rest behind the rock and some primitive human being can turn to his friend and say, oh man, did you see your face when we were running from the saber-toothed tiger? I think that comedy is hard because it is a focus on solutions. Hamlet mourns the loss of the jester, Yorick, the guy who could focus on doing things about problems.
One of the things that struck me about what you just said is that in tragedy, you have this moment of awareness. Look what I have done.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah. Oedipus has that. You know, a lot of people have that. Whereas in comedy, you don't necessarily get that moment of awareness. You never see Coyote saying, I am so miserable.
You do.
You do?
You do. He runs off the cliff, and before he drops, he turns to camera. He turns to the audience, and he says, I'm going to fall.
Or his oops.
Or oops. And whenever he gets injured, he turns to us and lets us know that that's what's happened. But the focus on it is subtle, moving directly from the blood and gore of it to the face that he makes or what he does next, or what happens to.
Right, and we don't dwell on
the best tragedies will include some relief. If Hamlet isn't having a good time a couple times in that play, then somebody's doing something wrong. If the audience isn't laughing at points in Hamlet, then somebody's doing something wrong. And I think Charlie Chaplin wouldn't strike us so memorable and amazing and wonderful and profound if the slapstick weren't juxtaposed by a moment of tenderness for the flower girl.
Right, or that last shot.
Yeah, that's right. My favorite moments in the Marx Brothers movies were when we just sat back and watched Harpo play the harp beautifully, tenderly, and wow.